Double Talking Guns again, and we're going to talk about the videos. Welcome to the videos, released in 1998 on VHS. Remember that?
1998? Wow, yeah. Jesus.
And then it got re-released for DVD in 2003.
That's what, yeah, so that's what I was kind of, yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. Like, I thought it was later, yeah. Wow.
Releasing the videos, Guns N' Roses have always been good for video. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when MTV was king.
That's the thing. That's the key. Back in the day.
Here's a video that we never really talked much about before. The It's So Easy video.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. Was that actually... So had that disappeared for years? Like, was that one seen?
Because didn't Axl say at the start of it that they spent like a couple of $100,000 to put it together, and he said it gets probably MTV aren't going to play it or something because of the...
Did MTV play it? No.
I don't think so.
I don't think they released it.
They didn't release it. I don't think they released it.
Because it never made it to the welcome of the videos.
And it was like, it cost a couple hundred grand, didn't it?
even in the late 80s.
Right? Yeah.
The It's So Easy video released in, finally got a release in 2018.
Yeah.
The video was shot October the 11th at the Cat House in 1989. I never realized that was only a week before the Stones shows.
Yeah. Was this the night with Bowie, no?
Yeah, I think so. So the It's So Easy video, when they were shooting it, David Bowie was in the audience. He was probably in Los Angeles for the Rolling Stones gig.
Probably was, yeah. Makes sense.
And then didn't Flash's mother go out with David Bowie?
Yeah.
So they were at that show together. But Axl being Axl, I think he was supposedly shouting abuse at David Bowie from the crowd.
Because he's talking to Aaron, wasn't he?
He hit on Aaron.
He hit on Aaron, yeah.
So David Bowie hit on Aaron, and then somebody said Axl chased him down the street or he hit him. I think it was Ricky Ratchman who said he saw Axl storming down the street after David Bowie going, "I'll kill you, Tim."
And then you have the famous photo of them afterwards where they actually just end up going out drinking together, like, you know, being smiles on their faces, you know.
As you do.
Yeah.
I think Axl Rose actually said in Kerrang in 1990 that Bowie was like one of the only people that ever came up to him. She apologized for something. So, I thought it was a funny story surrounding that, because a week later when they did open for the Stones, I think Mick Jagger and Eric Clapton came up to Axl Rose and said, "I heard you got in a fight with Bowie."
Yeah.
And they went off on a tangent about how Bowie's always going off with everyone's
girlfriend. Yeah. That's cool.
I mean, Axl Rose, Eric Clapton, Mick Jagger, David Bowie.
Oh, Jesus Christ, star power. Jesus.
But yeah, the video took that long for an official release. Apparently Axl wanted the master tapes destroyed when he was going through the court case in the early 90s with Aaron Everly and Stephanie Seymour. The video itself was like an S&M type video. Footage was intertwined with those great live shots.
Yeah.
The band look amazing on stage in this video.
Yeah, really on their, you know, just as they're hitting their fucking stride, like, you know, as a new...
And Izzy's looking at the camera in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see Izzy just locked on.
Very weird.
But I think Axl said in 2006 when he was on the Eddie Trunk radio show that he didn't like that video anymore. He felt it was corny.
I think it was a snapshot in time, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think it captured the essence of what the Strip was in the 80s.
The video that was released in 2018 on YouTube, is that all there was? Is that the video that they...
So there's
the edit that they showed. Yeah,
there's two versions, I think, isn't there? There's one that just has the live kind of footage and kind of like flashes, but then there's the one that has more kind of graphic kind of scenes.
The video that they released in 2018, that wasn't as bad as
as the actual finished one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
It's all Axl Rose mastermind. But the live performances, it does capture GNR in the 80s. But the video itself, it wasn't half as bad as I was expecting it to be. To go from a good one to a crap one.
What?
Yeah. The General.
What?
So we're skipping years and years ahead here. The General video, if you want to even call it that. An AI generated
video. The company behind it were very, you know, there was a lot of criticism. They were quick to come out and say, "Listen, this isn't AI as in the sense of we press a button and it turns into AI, like what we'd be used to, our ChatGPTs and all that type of stuff. He said there's a lot of work that actually goes into this, so he said, like, you know. But the video itself is confusing. It's weird. I think we would have been happier just with the live, the gig shots that we got. Like, you know?
This video's awful.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the laziest things the band ever put out.
I think Shadow of Your Love is worse.
What was that?
It was basically just the skeletons singing, like, you know what I mean? It was all just cartoony.
Yeah.
You know?
For me, you know, when they, because they promoted this general video online for
heavily, heavily.
Yeah. Visuals are crap. Yeah. I don't even think they look good. I think it's, I scratched my head at the concept of the video.
Yeah.
It's cheesy, and I don't even like the way the band members morph into like robotic skeletons or whatever. It just doesn't look good. But video, like their modern day, doesn't look as good. It doesn't suit the song.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's like a cartoony kind of. I think the video should have been more sinister if they were going to do anything like that. It should have been more sinister.
For the general, man. Yeah. I don't expect a crappy video like that.
This is another thing, and I've said it on this podcast countless of times. I do not understand why this band do what they do sometimes. Decision making that they have sometimes is baffling. And that is so paramount when it comes to the general. Like, you know, I don't understand what they were thinking here.
I mean, this is the band that made videos of November, right?
Yeah, yeah. And
it's just such a fall. I mean, I don't see many 16-year-olds at Guns N' Roses gigs nowadays, so I don't know why a video is made that is meant to appeal to a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do here, what they're trying to accomplish. The video is weird. The storyboard, it's confusing.
I think it's awful.
Yeah.
I think it's lazy.
That's it, exactly what it is. It is lazy, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a really bad idea. Yeah. It's just like, I can't be arsed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just,
you
know. And I think this is something that probably should be called out, because as we go further down this road, I like them comments on YouTube that if you told AI to make a Guns N' Roses video, this is probably the crap it will come up. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, maybe we should just run this a bit, because...
Yeah. I find it hard to believe that Axl would have seen that and signed off on it.
I'm shocked he signed off on
it. Yeah.
I mean, it's just some animated kid or something going around all agonizing, but it's, I don't know. It's hard to know when you see comments on videos on YouTube, because are they planted or what? You don't even know when you see a load of positive stuff on the top of the video all the time. You don't even know.
No. Is that bot comments?
Who knows? But that video was crap.
Mm.
And I thought it was awful. And I definitely don't think it matched the song.
Definitely not.
It just didn't fit it at all.
Cartoony for a song so sinister doesn't.
Yes.
No.
We'll go from the low to the high. We done a whole episode on You Could Be Mine.
Yeah.
And a video was a combo of Terminator 2. I loved it. I'd never ever get tired of this video.
It's an awesome video, isn't it?
Never ever get tired.
It's an awesome video.
Matt Sorum was saying that I saw him one time. He said he wasn't aware that the video was actually being shot till he was on stage at the Roxy.
Wow.
So if you know that all the live footage was from that Roxy gig. He said he was on stage and Slash just basically told him, oh yeah, we're shooting a video for You Could Be Mine.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Now Schwarzenegger's going to be in it.
That's fucking cool though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's cool.
But I love the gig footage from the Roxy.
The new one that
both of them.
Yeah.
I just think that they just look like, if you want to define Guns N' Roses, man, live, that You Could Be Mine video is it.
I don't understand why they didn't like release that gig on its own as a standalone thing. Like, I know they had it as part of the box set, like either back in the day or in recent years. Yeah. Like releasing Tokyo 92 and all, obviously that's a fucking great gig. But why not release that gig as well?
Because
if you look at You Could Be Mine, sorry, I don't mean to get off topic here. You Could Be Mine's a phenomenal performance. The video, the pro shots of the videos are phenomenal. The performance that they do of Estranged that night as well is one of the best performances they've done of Estranged as well.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they didn't release that as a full.
Yeah, Izzy was still in the band at that point as well.
Yeah.
The shot where the scene of Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out into the parking lot, that was shot at the Rainbow.
Yeah.
Outside of the Rainbow.
Waste of ammo.
Yeah, waste of ammo. Matt Sorum said that they'd been drinking in the Rainbow all night and they shot that at like 3 a.m.
Arnie was drinking with them.
I know, I doubt Arnold was there drinking. No. He still looked good back
then.
Yeah, he did. But I think he did invite all the guys over to dinner for his afterwards. He gave them all leather jackets from the movie or something.
Deadly. Yeah, that's class.
Yeah, it was Ireland who picked You Could Be Mine.
Yeah,
Roses. Actually.
Yeah,
he said to James Cameron, because I think they were going to go with, was it Rush or something like that? I don't know who they were going. Arnold Schwarzenegger said to Jim Cameron, it should be Guns N' Roses for the movie.
Yeah, yeah. And then he also, to get them back for Terminator in the future as well, they've was it the last Terminator movie that they have?
The fourth one they did with Christian Bale.
Yeah, they've got You Could Be Mine playing. Yeah, yeah.
Why is Izzy not at the end of the video? You know, when
they walk out?
Walks out and Izzy is not there when Arnold approaches. I don't think he left you.
No, he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have. He must have just been like, I couldn't be arsed waiting.
Got out of Dodge from the Terminator.
Yeah, because he'd be sober at this time, so he probably just had to be there as long as he had to be there. Yeah, and then
so
he'd
maybe
be gone.
Matt's telling the truth. Probably was 3 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Think of that. I just think everything worked with me in this video. Yeah. Just the movie suited the band. The timing was right. Everything about it.
It kind of captured the rawness of Guns N' Roses and the kind of the dangerous element. Like even the way Axl's running around the stage, like kind of the look on his face, the intensity and everything as well. And Arnie kind of walking through was fucking
and
awesome.
And the graphics, even now, like I know it looks dated now, 1991, wherever it was, and you see it now, but it still looks cool.
Yeah, it still looks cool. If you'd done that with AI nowadays, it would look shit. Like, it would look more cheesy.
Yeah, the least we talk about AI, the better.
Yeah, I agree.
You mentioned the remastered version, the new one, and that was released in 2022 in 4K.
Yeah,
actually, that was fantastic.
I remember being on the bus on the way home from work, watching the countdown clock for that to go live, and I was blown away.
You're almost sweating watching that.
Yeah,
you can just feel the intensity of that audience.
To see pro shots of GNR and the pump, you know, it's like, oh, fucking hook it to me veins. You know,
You see, that's why I'm saying when I'm shitting on the general. You know, you could do stuff like that with the You Could Be Mine video, and it's amazing looking, and it still stands true to the song.
Yeah,
and you put out crap like the general,
it
just doesn't stand.
No.
I mean, you gave us this. Great, You Could Be Mine remastered 2 years ago. That's why we're going to say the channel video was awful.
Exactly.
You know? But You Could Be Mine, that was probably a favorite one, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to go all over the place here in the timing, right?
Deal.
There was supposed to be a video for Better, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be with Paul, wasn't it? Did they ever shoot it?
I don't know. But I remember at the time they were talking about it, saying that. I think it might have been shot because I think there was talk about a release date and then it was pulled.
Yeah, did somebody say that did somebody talk about seeing the video or something? Yeah. Man, that vault that we're going to get in about 30 years' time.
Yeah. But I think they missed the boat on it because if they had have shot a video for Better or anything from Johnny Samoxia, they could have legitimized the band more.
Yeah.
That was probably a mistake to not do a video.
Yeah. I can't understand why they wouldn't have.
If you could have done a video for one of the Chinese tracks, which one would it have been?
It probably would have been Better, to be honest with you. Like, I think Better sounded like a lead track.
Yeah.
To go with, like, you know, I think I think Better would have performed commercially stronger than anything else that they would have released. Yeah. So
I thought Madagascar was going to have one because when he played at the VMAs, it was all the imagery on the church, stained glass. No, I thought they were going to, and the weather, I thought they were going to do something with that. I feel like they were going to.
Yeah. Madagascar could have probably suited the End of Days as well. The soundtrack End of Days, like, you know, just what it was and the kind of the organ, the kind of churchy kind of sound.
I actually thought Riyadh and the Bedouins could have a video.
Riyadh and the Bedouins,
live footage.
Yeah.
Smack you in the mouth kind of
thing.
You know, but I do think they made a mistake in not doing videos at the Chinese era. Again, I know it was 2008, 2009, but videos, is funny enough, are something that I'm surprised is not even bigger than it is because it's with YouTube, you would think that
that's it.
Such an easy tool to
drive. Yeah, it's easy to drive engagement. You know.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you got a November Rain in 2022, that kind of a caliber of a video.
Yeah.
Go everywhere in a second.
Become iconic.
It's not like back in the day where you're waiting on it to come on MTV.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Waiting for the rotation.
Another video that I would give a thumbs up: The Garden of Eden.
I love the Garden of Eden video. How simple it is.
Yeah, I thought it was
cool. Yeah, and even like the little things as well, like Slash having to be kind of propped up and held up. That did happen though, didn't it? Didn't they have to? He was so drunk.
I was wondering that when I was watching it. And I was trying to think back if I had read that he was.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I believe they did have to do that, like, you know. And it was just kind of like, it was funny as well, the video, because it's like they blew the budget on all the other videos, so this was just scale right down, you know. The whole whipped paper thing.
Yeah,
yeah. You know the way you always used to see Garden of Eden whipped paper, you know, because the papers kind of fall, and then the other version is the lyrics, like, you know, coming across the bottom with the ball jumping over them, like, you know. But
followed a bouncing ball.
But it's the thing about it is it's not very Axel though.
Do you know what? I was only thinking that. I was watching it last night and I said to myself, I'm surprised that he went with something like that. It was out of left field.
Like right up, and even like the faces that he's making, like confused. Like, you know, it's just...
playful and...
Yeah. Just
strange, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought he would have done a video like that.
Yeah, they shot it in the hangar during the Illusions tour. Yeah.
It's fucking awesome, though.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I think it's a great video. I always thought it was funny how Dizzy Reed and Teddy Zigzag were at the back there. It's like they were just told, go and do something.
Yeah.
Both of them are just standing there. Yeah. Like, I hope that was done in one take because they'd be fucking exhausted by the end of that song.
Yeah.
Two of them were just standing there, just going hell for letter.
Yeah. And it works so well, like, you know, Duff, when he, like, we ain't talking about something, you know, and Slash jumps in with a solo, and then Axel pushes him out of the way, like, you know what I mean, to get back up as well. It's fucking deadly.
Yeah, because with all the whole concept videos that they had been doing at the time, it's a video that almost makes them come, like, together. It makes them feel like a band again.
Yeah.
It's not separate shots.
No.
Axel's off in his world thinking about something. They're all there in one shot as close.
Izzy would have liked that video.
I think so, yeah. No, I always liked that video.
Yeah,
I did it myself. But it is interesting that you said that because I was surprised.
Yeah, it's not
like... Told him.
Yeah, he probably was, yeah. I'd say he probably
just
was.
On one of his mad days.
Yeah, I'd say he was probably in a really good mood and he's like, let's just fucking do this. Let's just put a camera right in front of us. Yeah. Do it and done. You know, it's like, okay. Yeah. But that's the thing, like, you know, the thing where he's sticking his tongue out and, like, you know, he's kind of doing his little shimmy and stuff. Yeah. It's just not like him.
Yeah. Yeah, the intensity is not there. The edginess.
No.
He's just letting himself go.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun. Looks like they had fun, you know.
And humor always suits Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tongue in cheek humor.
Yeah. It is because they're a serious band. I think that's when they do humor, it comes across really well.
Yeah. The trilogy. I think the director Andy Morahan described the trilogy as Spinal Tap and Money, and that's a good fit. Right? Now, we have done an episode on each of those songs and dissected the shit out.
Yeah,
I still think that these videos were what cemented Guns N' Roses as, you know, stratospheric like rock band, because videos were massive at this time,
big time, and they were very expensive at this time as well. Was it a strange to cost $4 million the video to make, or was it Don't Cry? It was one of them. Was it?
I know November Rain was the most expensive video to date.
Maybe it was November Rain. Yeah. It was $4 million. Like, yeah.
The beginning one, Don't Cry, they kind of played with surrealism a bit. You know, you've got two Axel talk. There's a lot of imagery from dreams he'd have.
Yeah.
It was the first time that you were really getting a door into Axl Rose's mind.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, the trilogy is all Axl Rose.
Oh, yeah.
It's
all
masterminded by him.
Yeah.
Slash even admits that in his book.
Yeah.
Much to his frustration.
Yeah.
But the Don't Cry video, I think it suits the song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the line at the end, there's a lot going on that comes on screen. It's true because there is a lot to take in the video.
Yeah.
But the visuals of Axl with the therapist, Susie London.
Mm.
His
real therapist.
Yeah, his real therapist. Yeah. That's what's crazy about it. But there's a lot of scenes in the picture.
And even seeing the different Axl Roses, that, like, the different aspects of his personality and stuff like that kind of coming through. You're seeing the counselor, obviously, in Don't Cry. You're also seeing that in Estranged as well.
Yeah.
You're seeing, like, serious grief in November Rain and things like that. Like, it's very clever. Yeah. You know, you look at these videos, you're like, that was fucking awesome. But then you, like, read Izzy Stradlin and talking about Don't Cry. It's like, yeah, waste of money, a grandiose waste of money.
Yeah.
You know? Vanity project.
There was a total different viewpoint on what they were trying to do with it, because Axel's there in the big green, like, trying to promote this image of, like, a demon in the video and his own tombstone there above him. And the other guys were on a totally different page at that point.
Yeah.
But I do think he deserves the credit for
driving it, for spearheading it, you know, and even, you know, when you think about it, the guys kind of had, as we spoke about before, When with the recording, with the direction of November Rain and the Strangest Songs, the guys were a bit like, oh, it's very kind of grandiose, you know. The videos completely tie into that, you know. But I think those songs are so special that I think you need videos to match them.
Well, videos were everything at that time for music in general.
Yeah.
Think about even Nirvana, you know, people that probably forget, Smells Like Teen Spirit would not have hit without that video.
No. No, the video was so,
iconic.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. It is.
Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Thriller, yeah.
Like, Jesus, the video was the 80s and the 90s, man. Yeah. The video was what made us.
That's the thing. It's very different nowadays. Like, you know, it's very different now, as in, like, you can just put concert footage over a video now. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit. But back then,
it was an art form in itself.
Yeah, but you were exposed to these songs through MTV. You know, you could listen to the radio all day, but it depends on the radio station that you're listening to what you're going to hear. You know that if you put MTV on, you're going to see this video. The video is going to be like watching a little movie with this fucking kick-ass song to go with it.
It may not come on until tomorrow or 2 or 3 days.
And you appreciated it so much more because it wasn't like YouTube, tap, and it's right there in your fingertips. It's like it built up the excitement. And then when you just see it coming on for the first time, you're like, oh, yes. Like, you know, you'd be trying to record it with your videotape and everything so you can watch it whenever you want. Like, you know.
Yeah, what you're describing, you can only experience if you're around for it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can't know what it was like to see, you know, you're flicking the channels and then comes on video.
No.
You know, you just see Axel in the bed in the church and November Rain starts, you know. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be here for the next 5 months. But yeah, the Don't Cry video, I always thought it was good, even though a lot of people thought it was excessive.
Yeah.
And then going into the second one with November Rain, I think November Rain was epic. There's no other way of looking at it.
Yeah,
this is the video that really pushed them into that Michael Jackson territory.
Yeah, yeah, like making a mini movie, like, you know. Yeah,
phenomenal. Everything about it. When you look at the work that went into it, the funeral and the wedding and the costumes and the sets and filming Slash playing his guitar in the desert with the helicopter.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The work and the effort that went into creating that look, that visual.
Yeah,
I think hats off, man.
It's class. Yeah.
The Estranged video, the final part of the trilogy, it was meant to be different because obviously circumstances had changed with Stephanie Seymour with Axl Rose.
Yeah.
So that video was meant to have a different take. And I don't know if it was a joke or not, but Andy Morehan, the director, said, this was according to Rolling Stone, that Axel had told him, I never want a girl in a video again. I'd rather go out with a dolphin.
The dolphin.
The dolphins. I don't know if that was a joke or if that was real, but it's certainly the case in the video. It's probably the strangest video of the trilogy.
It is, like jumping into the sea to the dolphins to find inner peace.
Yeah.
Bit out there.
Yeah.
You know, but then you do also see, like, it's...
There was a lot of scenes in it that just felt... Like, has it gone too much? Has it lost its art? Like, I would love to know what he was originally going to do with it.
Yeah.
Stephanie and Axel were still in it.
Yeah, I would have liked to see what the original plan was, but I also kind of see it in the terms of, like, the collapse of a relationship. You know, he's, like, coming out of his house, he's getting into his limo, like, there's stuff being carried out of the house and everything like that. You know, he's walking the streets on his own and things like that. Like, you know, it's things that people tend to do if a relationship ends. Like, you know, you're trying to gather your thoughts and all that type of stuff, so... I really loved the video.
No, I do like the video, yeah. I just didn't make sense of it as much as I
did. Yeah, there's definitely more of a story. There's more layers to, like, November Rain and to Don't Cry for sure, like, you know, 100%.
Like, there were scenes in it I loved where Axel's leaning against the pole outside the Roxy and Slash goes by solo. Like, there was something harkening back to them. You know, they're going back to where they started out, you know, because by 1993, when Estranged was released as a video, I mean, Gene or were long gone from the Sunset Strip at that point. So for them to go back there and film a video, there was like some kind of conclusion or things coming full circle.
Yeah.
And I liked that scene. And I think even anybody who's there, you always associate the rainbow in your head as a Guns N' Roses fan with Guns N' Roses after that. It's videos like that scene, Axel stand outside it and Slash solo. You can't help but walk by it and picture that imagery in your head.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what he was doing with other scenes of, I think, like the aircraft carrier or something. Just things just felt like there was an awful lot happening in the video where I was like,
yeah,
doesn't feel as consistent as November Rain and Don't Cry.
With the Dolphins coming out of the thing, like it's like Stargate.
Yeah.
Fucking, what's the Stargate?
SG-1 or
something. Just you, yeah. So people will be listening and say, what? What? Yeah. You leave Stargate alone? Where like the fucking Dolphin are coming out of it. It's like, what? What? What are you doing here?
Even the Dolphin in the end, smiling. Actually, yeah. They're smiling and there's a Dolphin beside me. It's strange.
Dizzy Reed coming and throwing the safety ring from the grab and everything.
That was Gilby.
Oh, was it Gilby? Sorry, Gilby. Yeah.
Gilby said
that. Oh, sorry, Dizzy's in the boat, isn't he?
Is it Dizzy or a Duff?
Oh, fuck. Is it Duff in the boat? Oh, fuck's sake.
Did you ever see when Slash emerges from the sea in Solo? Did you ever see the making of that where it's the stunt guy who looks like Slash?
Oh, is it? I haven't seen it in years. I watched it years ago, yeah.
Because there's a lot beefier than
Slash. Yeah.
But you can watch the video carefully. You can notice that as well.
It's random, isn't it? Like, you know, sometimes random videos come.
Yeah, I can definitely see how the other guys...
We're a bit like, this is too much. Yeah, we're gone too far here, Bill. Yeah.
And then it's strange that the timing of that video, what was going on around it musically at that time, like Dolphins jumping off aircraft carriers and swimming with dolphins, and this is like 1993-94. You had grunge music was there, and you know, a lot of like heavier music was coming along, like Pantera and stuff like that. So things were changing in the musical landscape.
Yeah,
and this might have looked like bloated or out of place at the time,
especially like 2 years after the album was being released. Like, you know, the people who were going to buy the album have bought it by now, really.
Yeah,
you know, so I can see why there was definitely a reticence to.
But Axl had a vision from the start.
Yeah, true.
Going to follow through.
True, and, yeah, true.
You know, there's a lot of the video that's really cool, but so there's just, I feel like it's put into you that it was supposed to be something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like that. The change. Or two feels like it was what Axl said it was.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know?
They should have just got another model into, actress into, to fill the role, like, you know.
Yeah. To go from the trilogy up to more modern times, perhaps the first real video they did.
In a long time.
A long time,
yeah, because we're not counting Shadow Your Love. That was
those graphic videos. I liked the video for Perhaps. I thought it suited the vibe of the whole Not In This Lifetime tour.
Yeah, I didn't think we were ever going to get a Guns N' Roses music video with the band in it again.
Yeah,
because they had gotten older and stuff like that, I was kind of beginning to think that, like, because we didn't get one from like 1994 until 2023, like, I was like, right, we're not going to get, like, maybe there's a reluctance now because they're older rock stars, maybe they don't want to be in the music videos and stuff like that, and I was kind of beginning to think that was the case because it's like fucking 30 years without being in the music video, but I really like it, yeah, I like it, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, when I say it suits the vibe of the Not In This Lifetime era, I mean, that tour, the whole period of them touring the 5 or 6 years was such a happy occasion and a celebratory occasion, and the video has like that team of family and friends, and you know, there's a coming together in the video.
Yeah,
it hasn't got that separateness that was in you know, the concept videos some years ago. There's a feeling. There's a lot of footage of the guys on the road.
Yeah,
a lot of, you know, going through airports, and what I like about the video is it kind of shows some kind of a connection with the band and the fan base.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I like the slow-mo shots of the crowd's reaction to the band and the band's reaction, vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a good video. Yeah. There's a few famous faces in there. Do you notice anybody? Chrissy Hynde, she's in there. Dave Lee's in there.
Dave Grohl?
I think Dave Grohl's in there. Tommy Lee's there.
Yeah.
And then obviously all the entourage of the band and the wives and that are in it. And Beth is in there.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. There's a community kind of feel to the video.
There is, yeah. There is.
And that's what the Not In This Lifetime tour was, I suppose. It was, for the moment, there was no trouble on the tour over the whole period of it. It was a very happy, rocking kind of era.
So, it does, 100%. 100%.
And then it's apologetic, the song.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know.
It's like a full circle kind of moment. Like.
Yeah.
And a happy ending kind of, it's almost like a happy ending to like all the shit that's been going on the last couple of decades, like, you know.
If it was the last video ever,
yeah, yeah, Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I agree.
You know, but it's just perfect for the era that it was made.
Yeah.
You know, for the time where Guns N' Roses were at.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
Yeah.
The next one I was a big fan of, The Garden.
Yeah. It's cool, isn't it?
Loves The Garden.
Yeah.
Again, they were playing with surrealism again and the visuals of it. It's quite nihilistic, that video.
Capturing the big city, like, you know, and how you can kind of get lost.
New York, right?
Yeah. How you can kind of get lost in it, the subway and everything like that. You know, all the different characters that you come across, you know. Yeah, Axel.
Everybody in the video is shady.
Yeah.
Dark.
And I like the way you don't see Axel for a long time in the video.
Yeah, he doesn't emerge for about 3+ minutes.
Yeah. And then, but when you see him, that has an impact. Like, it's kind of like waiting for a character in a movie to show up.
Yes.
You know? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've always loved the video because I feel that it really gets the essence of that song.
Yeah.
Because that song is like a warning. It's like even the band look rough in the video.
They do.
Looks washy and tired. And, you know, by this point, the Illusions tour is banging on and they're wearing down. Like Duff Gilby and Slash look.
Yeah, Duff looks rough as fuck in it now. He
and
does,
the image of Slash sitting up in the bed is kind of creepy, because if you've read his book with his dark circles with drugs, it's that's a scary image.
He's
Slash
in the grip.
There.
He's in the depths of it.
Very real.
Yeah.
I like the switch when Alice Cooper's part comes in.
Yeah,
it switches to the New York City red light district.
Yeah,
and everybody in it is, as I said, looks shady, and it's a lot of bikers and angry people.
Yeah,
but the what I think they did well in it was the way the women are shot in the video.
Yeah,
because it's really like it's temptation. It's everything looks great up on the surface, and it's like darkness.
It's dark, beneath this. Yeah, yeah,
it's like it. Okay, here, this is not going to be good.
No.
There's something really good in the video.
And with Alice Cooper's vocals over that, like, you know, even like, you know, that so long, farewell, bye-bye. Yeah. It's almost like he's laughing at you. Like, you know what I mean? It's maniacal. Like, you know, it's awesome.
There's a few images in it as well, which I thought they did that was interesting. They put like school budget cuts and the drug crime slogans.
Yeah,
added to that sense of nihilism, the decay of society.
Yeah.
And the U.S. National Debt Clock caught me on it. Like, what's that right now?
Oh, Jesus.
If that video was 1991, it's just like blowing up.
It's only gone a long way now,
But it was it brought into the whole wider society around it, that just like a red light district.
Yeah.
You know, that there was everything was rotten at the core. The whole garden was fun. But you mentioned Axel didn't show up for a long time, which was surprising at that era. Does he have a ministry hat on him? I was sitting on the subway. I often wonder, I thought it was Ministry on it, the industrial band, which is cute where he was going to go there.
Interesting.
I just like it. It's a sleazy video. And I think when Alice Cooper comes back in as well, it's nice the way it goes right back to that vibe. And you're right, the way he ends with it, so long.
Yeah.
And everybody's smiling on it.
Yeah, it's real kind of like, you know, it's like, you know, you see those movies where they stop in a small town and they think people are nice, and you see that, like, it's another side to these people. Like,
I think it's one of the best videos they did.
It is deadly.
The thing is, the band are not in it a lot.
No.
But the parts that they are in, it just broke.
They're maximized, like, you know. And
it
even
was clever.
Yeah, but even, like, Soil on it is a little bit different as to what we're used to saying, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he looks more rugged, everybody looks more washed.
Yeah.
So I said there's a decay feeling to that video.
Yeah.
Really like that.
Yeah.
The next one I'm gonna go comes down on, right? It's all the way to 1993, Since I Don't Have You.
I like Gary Oldman in this.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Gary Oldman is cool. He's cool in it. Like, you know, it's I don't dislike the video. I like the video. It's not the best video that they've done, but I like it. Gary Oldman does really make it for me. I like the way Slash is breaking character, laughing at Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman's there, like, laughing beside him, the eyebrows, like,
and the demon.
Yeah.
No, Gary Oldman's very good.
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact, if Gary Oldman wasn't in this whole video, it would be totally different.
No, I agree with you there. 100%. 100%. You know, Matt Sorum looks like fucking Gangrel from the old WWE.
This was the last video with the original guys.
Yeah.
Which was the last video essentially all the way to perhaps really.
Yeah.
I mean, the song was great. Aside, I'm not dishing on the song. I love the song. But I just felt that this video, I don't think this would have went down well at the time. I think it was a bit not soft. Like, it was just, I don't know, it was like the opening scene of Axel with the young lady that he was going out with at the time. In case you're wondering, her name was Jennifer Driver.
Yes, yes.
That was the girl he was going out with after Stephanie.
She was an actress, wasn't she?
She was a model.
Model, yeah.
Yeah. The blondie woman that you see in it. She's, but yeah, that scene, I don't know. I thought that was like, I can imagine the guys were a bit pissed at that. Well, you're just going to go off with this chick in the room and we're going to film this for a video. I felt that was just like...
It's like a Bon Jovi. It's like a Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that's what that felt like to me. And I don't think that would have went down great.
No.
I mean, even all the women in it, there's all Planet of the Apes vibe going on with the fishing and the surfing and the swimming, and they're sitting by fire like Guns N' Roses, man. The, you know, Duff sitting back with his woman just looking at the fire, smoking, and even in a cheesy element like that, they still look cool. But to me, it was like with everything else that they were releasing at that time, I just felt if this was seen as this was the album, the Spaghetti Incident, people were probably going to see the visual of this, but this is not Use Your Illusion.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it was important that they got a good video for it because of the fact that the Illusions had been
such a big success. Yeah.
But Slash was really pissed off from the set of this video because he admitted it in his book. He said he was fed up with all the high concept videos and he almost walked off the set only for Gary Oldman. Changed how they were going to film the scene. So it was supposed to be Slash standing there and he hit in the water playing the guitar, but he had to keep shooting it over and over. And then Slash was like, fuck this. So Gary Oldman, I think they got him to change it where Gary Oldman just sits in the boat with him and he sits in the back.
And that's when Slash is actually laughing in the video. And you can tell it's genuine.
Yeah.
It's legit. Like, Gary Oldman's actually making him laugh. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So only for Gary Oldman, maybe Slash was going to walk off there. You know, Axel being pushed off by the cliff, he's tormented by the demon all through the video and he's pushed off in the car. I don't know, Axel seemed kind of playful in it or something.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem, he's a bit, I don't know, zombie-like in this video.
Yeah.
And it's strange. I've got a great idea for what they should have did for this video, right? Well, I say great. They should have had the band, I think, because it's a 1950s doo-wop song, I think they should have had the band.
Suits.
Yeah. Right, and I think they should have played them been playing some kind of fancy ball.
Yes,
right, and then the band is playing, but have maybe Slash in his get up, his normal get up, right, and the rest of the band are in suits, something with a novelty, right? But have Axel look at the audience, and they're all like, you know, dressed to the nines. It's a fancy ball, high society, and they're playing that, and Guns are playing that song to the audience. But have Gary Oldman sitting as the demon in the audience laughing, and only Axel sees him. So as Axel's singing, the rest of the show an image that the band is only looking at the audience, but only Axel can see an empty room with the demon sitting there.
Very good, yeah.
And it goes between the whole. That would have been better.
Yeah, very good.
I would have preferred something like that.
Yeah.
And then it would have given off a vibe that there's humor, we're taking the piss, but it's a doo-wop song that's really good. And I just felt that would have been, something like that would have been better than what they did.
I always had the vision of them like in suits, the whole thing shot in black and white.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, smoky kind of club. Like a jazzy kind of, it's not jazz, obviously, like it's doo-wop, but like,
1920s.
Yeah. Yes.
Would have been better. And then every time Axel's singing, as he's singing the song all through, he only sees Gary Oldman in the venue all the time. And then sometimes you'd have Gary Oldman right at him when he's singing into the mic. Sometimes he's sitting laughing at him in the audience.
Yeah.
And you can't see anybody else.
That'd be fucking
cool. The band sees the audience.
Yeah.
That, something like that would have been.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll give you that one.
There you go. Change it forever for you there.
Yeah, it has now, yeah.
Live and Let Die, the video, it was mainly made up of compilations from live footage. It was no real concept. I suppose the interesting thing about it was that they put Axel as a child. That is Axel at the start, right? With the toy gun.
Yes, I believe so,
So there's childhood photos of the band in the video intermixed with the live footage. The footage is deadly. It suits the ferocity of that song.
It is. It's intense.
Strobe lighting and all works.
Got the body,
chest. I liked all the strobe lighting and all, but it had to live up to the force they put into that song.
Yeah.
And then that epic stage dive, man, that Axel does in slow-mo, and you just see Slash and Duff looking on at the perfect point of the song. The mixing on that's great. The editing was really good. I was just thinking though, is that Axel? That is Axel at the end of the video. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have a black eye as a kid?
Jeez, I didn't even notice. Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like it. Maybe it's the shade in the photo. It looks like he has a black eye.
She's a cool guy.
He's quite small in the photo.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Jesus, yeah.
Because we know Axl Rose's background.
Yeah. I didn't know that now. Yeah. I didn't notice the black eye. I'll have to go for that.
But the stage dive.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's why we did that now.
Yeah.
I don't mean like at 60, but I mean like it's amazing to think at the height of it he was still stage diving.
There's another music video that I prefer to stage dive in.
Oh yeah. So the next video I was looking at here, which I thought was really known well, was Paradise City.
Yeah.
I liked the difference in how they shot the Donington in black and white, and then the colour for Giant Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which it was a clever move because they were opening for Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And so they were playing stadiums.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. With Aerosmith. Yeah.
So it made it look like
yeah.
it was Guns N' Roses already at
cool.
stadiums.
Yeah.
They were still on the rise at that point. But if there's so much, there's a feeling of like so much potential and so much ahead of them. And when you watch the Paradise City video, they're so young. Looking,
it
still feels like it's all ahead of them.
Yeah. And they've got the Donington footage as well, isn't it?
The black and white footage is Donington, which two fans lost their lives, and you can actually feel how intense that crowd was because there's a lot of moshing and the weather looks kind of bad in the video.
It's grim.
So once you know the backstory of that, it puts a whole other dimension on that.
Yeah, it does.
But there's a real celebratory feel to the party scene.
It's
a feel good feel.
It's like we've made it.
I like that. I just like all the footage of them on the bus laughing and joking, and they feel like a real rock band.
Real
tight knit unit. That video. Always been a fan of it. It's probably one of the more classic ones of the band. Here's a video that I don't know actually what way you're gonna respond. Yesterday's
Do you know what? Like yesterday's, I think I've probably spoken about this before. It's not my favorite Guns N' Roses song by any stretch. Yep. It's a good song, but it's not my favorite Guns N' Roses song. The video, I like the way it's kind of going back and forth, you know, where they're going back. Like it's like
it certainly suits the song.
Yeah, it's like retrospectively, as you would expect with the lyrics of the song. I like it. It's simple. Yeah. It's simple. Like,
interesting that they put visuals of Izzy Stradlin and Steven Adler in.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
It was court battle as well.
Cool that they done that. Like, you know, Axel's hair is different than this one, which is we don't usually see.
It always works when you put the band playing
together. It does.
They do suit that vision.
Yeah. And listen, most of their videos that they've done follow that same formula, you know.
But it works. Like it never looks cheesy. Sometimes you see some videos of all the band sitting around playing and it can look kind of cheesy. And Guns always look great on camera playing together.
Because they're all so unique looking, you know, isn't
it? They're like cartoon.
Yeah.
I liked yesterday's video. I always thought I liked the idea of shooting it in black and white.
Yeah.
I thought it definitely suited the
song. Definitely did.
The other video here I have on the list here, Patience. I'm not going to go into it because we did Patience in the Lies album.
Yeah.
But I always liked that video. I thought it was clever because it wasn't straightforward. Even though you just see the guys sitting there playing, the hell was going on with Duff being the waiter in the hotel? It made you think.
Slash with the snakes, isn't it? Yeah.
Slashes with the snakes, It is the hotel where RFK was shot.
And I wonder if that is a throwback to Duff Fork and the Black Angus or something like that.
Possibly.
I don't know.
And Steven Adler is just sitting there and not caring the world. No idea what's about to go down soon.
He's probably exactly the way he is today.
And Axel slamming the phone and then standing on it is pretty good representation at the time.
It's kind of showing their personalities a bit.
Yeah, personality's shining.
Yeah.
I like the idea of them sitting acoustically playing.
Yeah.
Because I've always said I would have loved to have seen the footage of that live session.
Yeah.
Of them recording. That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
So, and I think they did do the video at the time that they were... within the same week, I think it was done as the songs being recorded.
Oh, really?
So
yeah.
It's as natural as can be.
And something that we've got, it's different. Like, it's a more gentle kind of side of the band that we would have seen as well in terms of their song and then the video as well. Video's not as intense as some of the other videos you would have seen from GNR, you know?
Definitely not. The Sweet Child of Mine video, again, we did a whole episode on Sweet Child of Mine, but
yeah.
Probably the video...
It's iconic, isn't it?
Yeah, it symbolizes them the most, I think. Yeah. If you said to someone,
slash plugging the guitar in, you know.
Switch one of mine. Yeah. It's definitely the video that made me want the guitar.
Yeah.
Seeing Slash plug that in at the start, I always loved that image.
Yeah.
And just the noise of him plugging the lead in.
Axel,
that made me want an electric guitar.
Axel's stage presence, even in that shot, in the way that video shot, the way he's kind of commanding, like he commands your attention in it, like, you know, it's and the entourage and all there as well. It's fucking
girlfriends
cool.
And all busy with his dog.
Yeah,
homeless. it's a nice video.
Yeah,
but again, even with the solo, when Flash hits the solo, does snake dance.
And
done that video,
and
then wouldn't have been known.
Crawls it up, catches it, bang, in tune with the music. It's fucking deadly.
Yeah, loved it. And even no matter how many times I see it, even if it was on in front of me, I still have to watch it.
Yeah, same. Yeah, you can't take your eyes off it. Yeah,
a great video.
Yeah.
It's embedded in my brain as being one of them early images of Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
The Welcome to the Jungle video, we did speak about that in the Appetite episode, but again, it was all inspired by the whole Clockwork Orange thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff Axel was watching at the time, snuff movies and things like that. So the image of him getting off the bus, man.
And he's so fucking young, isn't he? Like, Jesus, man. It's iconic. Like, you know, and he has the straw, the barley, whatever it is in his mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, he's good. Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Big city.
It's cool, isn't it?
There already fucked up. It's a great video.
It is.
Axel's got the teased up hair, which is interesting because that wouldn't be the look going forward.
But
it was a good video, and I think it was another one that probably showed the band that it's best. Like Paradise City, Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine, that's peak.
Yeah.
I mean, the concept videos I love from the Illusions era, but it's you're a diehard Guns N' Roses fan if you like the concept
video. Yeah, true. But these are the ones that the casual fans would know.
Yeah.
And love, you know.
So I think Dead Horse is going to be the video that you were probably into.
Yeah.
Was it?
I love the video for Dead Horse.
Made in 1993. Yeah.
Helmet Cam.
Yeah.
You know?
Helmet Cam. It wasn't directed by Andy Morhan. It was a different director.
Really?
It was,
yeah.
Lewis Marciano.
Oh.
Yeah. So there was somebody different. It was probably to promote the last leg of the Skin and Bones.
Yeah.
Imagine.
It's
that point.
Awesome video. But even like the stage though, as he does it, like, and the way it's kind of flashed back, like, you know, the, like, and you see. Oh, unbelievable. And he's screaming in the crowd and they're all grabbing him. I think, isn't that the bit that's in the back of Live Era?
It's
a great shot. It's a great shot.
Yeah, I love that shot itself because I think it really shows the chaos of a rock concert from years ago. Nothing like that would happen. There'd be a million phones in the air. And back then it was just this raw, organic, anything could happen any minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that video was a good representation of the Illusions tour.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of humor in the video.
Yeah.
I mean, Slash has his sombrero and Axel, the helmet cam. And
yeah.
I don't think it's meant to be taken too seriously.
Yeah. And Axel.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
There's a lot of humor in it.
Yeah. And he gets something thrown on him as well. And he eats it or something, doesn't he?
But even the intro, I suppose this is where we get to see Axel playing guitar, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see Axel writing acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
With any guitar.
It is.
And then the outro as well with him. So, it was a different video.
Yeah.
Even though they don't actually have to do it, it's all live footage, but it works, doesn't it?
It does, I love it. Love it. Yeah.
I was glad they made it a video because Dead Horse and The Garden are coming to some of those deep cuts.
But they're fucking great songs, though.
Great songs,
yeah.
I'm glad they didn't do one for Bad Apples.
Yeah,
we'll get to that when we do Easier to Hoot.
Yes.
What was the best video, do you think?
The best video for me, now that's a tough question, Darren. Like, you know,
it's different between probably what is the best one and what was your favorite one.
Well, yeah, because... sorry, yeah, that's a good shout, right? Because I'm gonna say my favorite one is Estranged,
right?
Because it's my favorite Guns N' Roses song. The best one, Jesus, it's a tough question. I probably say November End.
Yeah, I think November End probably worked. That went into it.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite, but you could be mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best one is.
So there we go. So we're both, their favorites that we both picked are our favorite Guns N' Roses songs. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
therefore, it's no point in making a video because it's already rigged to you, like the song.
Yeah.
Got you from the time
it does. It does. Like, you know, that's where our friend Stephen, Think About You, is his favorite GNR song. So no video, unfortunately.
Which song, should have had a video that didn't, do you think? We'll close with this.
I would, comma. Yeah.
It's funny you say that. I was thinking about this last night, and I was saying comma, and then I was trying to include something from even the Chinese era to see was there anything but comma.
Mm.
I don't know if it's like, as a video, would it be too bloated? Is it too long?
They could have.
Hard to keep consistency in something like that. Well, the song shifts.
Yeah, they could have just done the old cuts of the concert footage coming in from it as well, I suppose. But like, you can just see like accident in the hospital bed, obviously in a coma. Yeah. You know,
but that shot of him saying, "Tell me what the fuck is going on." Yeah, would have been great.
And the whole like kind of like shock the son of a bitch again, like, you know what I mean? Like where they're fucking like trying to work on him. That could have really worked. You know,
I had Gary Oldman as the demon in that doing shock the son of a bitch again.
Jesus, there you go. There you go.
And then since I don't have you, could have been the follow-up. See?
There you go. Missed opportunity. Like, yeah, big time. Yeah. Big time. Jesus, yeah.
Well, I don't know if the era of videos is gone for them now at this stage. I don't know if they'll ever do a concept video again or anything. I can't see it now.
No, I think we're now in the whole beggars can't be choosers thing. I think the fact that we get a music video at all.
Is a music video even really a thing anymore? Like, do people do concept videos, or is it just
lyric videos
and new?
A lot more simplistic, like, you know, there's no real depth to them anymore for the most part, you know.
I was surprised it never made a major comeback, because we do still live in an era where videos flying around the place at the speed of light.
Yeah, the only kind of artist that really pops into my head that does real kind of concept videos still nowadays is probably Sia.
Right.
See, it does some really good concept videos, but like I'm trying to rack my brain trying to think of others, you know. Now maybe some of these new artists that we wouldn't know, Darren, like, you know what I mean, they might be doing all that, like, you know, but I don't know.
Guns were legendary videos.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's the whole catalogue visually of them, Jesus, so didn't among the best videos in rock,
big time. Yeah,
definitely. All right, I think we'll leave it at that. Happy at that?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
No, all good. All peace. Again. Peace.